This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. And, well, you might think that we're about to do an infomercial for that, but we're going to go in a different direction tonight. Have we got Larry? Larry Lasky is the CEO of Frog Lube. He's the founder of Frog Lube as well. And but Larry Lasky, you know, I've had him on the show more than once, and I've never discussed what he was. So on election eve, we're going to do a rogues gallery. And Larry's going to tell us who the rogues are. Joining me again from somewhere deep in the heart of Texas is Larry Lasky. Good evening, sir. I'm doing okay. Now, I warned you yesterday that I was going to take you down the emotional boulevard, right?
Okay.
All right. Just so without going into too many details, just to set up your credentials, besides being the CEO of Frog Lube, and if you have any questions about Frog Lube, see the ad that I play. Besides being the CEO of Frog Lube and the founder of Frog Lube, prior to that, what did you do that you can do, that you can give that information out?
Well, Bill, my background, as you well know, is I'm a military guy. I was in the military for 32 years. And, you know, so when asked, you know, what I am or what I do or who I am, I'm basically a military guy. So I served my country, but I started out as an enlisted man and, you know, I ended up as an officer in command positions. And I, my last, you know, the majority of my career, I guess, I served in the SEAL team. So, you know, not to go into nauseating detail about all that, I served on both coasts, San Diego, Virginia Beach, and overseas. And some of the places I served were combat zones. Some were not. But, you know, I had a full spectrum, you know, career in the teams. Did a lot of deployments and saw a lot.
So, yeah, let me ask you a question. With somebody, now I know about what it costs in the Army, okay? But with a SEAL, with somebody who goes through the BUDS program.
Right.
Is it still called BUDS, Basic Underwater Demolition?
Yep, still called that.
When somebody goes through the BUDS program, when they emerge on the other side and they are qualified and everything, how much money has the taxpayer spent helping this individual realize his zenith as far as his combat capability?
Oh, gosh.
A couple of hundred thousand, you think?
That's actually a really good question. When you look at what it takes to take one individual, through that entire program, and let's call it from the time they, raise their hand and swear an oath to the Constitution and are duly accepted into the military in boot camp to the time that, they're checking into their first SEAL platoon, ready to deploy in what we call a C1 status, you're probably looking at over 2 years. The only other equivalent community that I could think of would be like aviation. So someone that, is going to be an aviator, they probably have a pipeline that's similar to that. So how much money are we talking?
What do you think?
I would say
you're
probably talking $1 million plus by the time it's done.
So with a SEAL, when we see these guys walking around, these young men that we, when they're on active duty, we don't know who they are. But when we know they exist and they're out there walking around, these are really quite special individuals, aren't they?
Well, they're probably, normal, regular kind of people. They just have been exposed to a lot of special training. And most of the guys that are the real deal kind of guys, when you talk to them, you wouldn't know that they were anything special. They just kind of don't, portray themselves like that. Nowadays, everybody and their brothers in a movie wrote a book, been on a TV show, but that's the very much the exception rather than the rule. The standard, normal, knuckle-dragging, card-carrying, blue-collar SEAL is just kind of a quiet professional guy who is, really good at what he does and really enjoys it and quietly does it and, doesn't expect to get too much out of it in terms of, accolades or professional rewards. They just kind of do it because they're team guys.
Right.
Yeah. We refer to each other as, team guys. Hey, is this guy a team guy? Yeah, what class is he in? That's the kind of way they refer to each other.
Now, just for full disclosure for everybody, I set all this up so you would know what Larry is, what he was, and what he has been. Because from this point, when we're going into break in about a minute and a half. And when we come back from break, I'm taking Larry on the emotional roller coaster. I'm going to set him up in such a way that you cannot believe it. And you know, Larry, I have very high regard for you. So I'm wanting you, as the field grade officer that you are in the spec ops community that you are, I want you to lay out reasons why our next this is all leading to why our next commander in chief should not be pantsuit. So that's where all that's going. That's where all that is going, simply because of some of the stuff that we're going to bring out, that we're going to be talking about, for those of us that are in the military.
Bill, yeah, I have a wife and a daughter, so I got to be careful.
Right, now, watch out! Now, I talked to Stacy. Stacy can take it. She can take it. Frog lube. I have used frog lube faithfully for 4 years. I go to the range. I clean my weapon. It has nothing to do. I'm not one of these guys. In the military, when we went to the range, we cleaned our weapon. And with frog lube, it's a treatment. It's a cleansing thing. It's a solvent. It's a lubrication, and it's a treatment. And it is a cog in my combat effectiveness. My weapon ready to go. We'll be right back. My guest is Larry Lasky. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. I take and bathe my weapons in my frog lube. And I'm not just saying that just because the CEO of Frog Lube's on the phone with me. Joining me again is CEO, founder, and former naval officer, Larry Lasky. Larry, I don't know if you realize this or not. Tonight will be live broadcast number 992, and Frog Lube has been involved with me on all of them except for 19.
Nice.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's a good record, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. The only reason you haven't been involved in any of them, all of them, is I didn't have your phone number in time.
Stacy on here sometime.
I don't know if we could keep up with Stacy. Stacy gets sort of which I love about her, but she gets sort of she gets wound up. I think we might have to dump stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be my fact checker.
Okay, that'd be good. That'd be good. We have existed in a presidential term where a president got up on TV to make a little bit of I guess to get his bona fides looking good. And stood up in front of, held a little press conference to announce that not only did Special Operations take out Osama bin Laden, but he named the component and the specific team involved.
Genius.
Yeah. When you saw that, coming from your background, is that TV that you saw that on, is that still in one piece? Did you throw something at it and break it? Or
Yeah. Well, if you look, if you want to begin somewhere with this topic, you know, I always kind of refer back to the Constitution. And, you know, Article 2 of the Constitution talks about, you know, the role of the presidency. And, you know, it's to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. And if you dig deeper into the Constitution, you know, the oath you took or the oath that I took, ours was to support and defend the Constitution and follow the orders of the officers appointed over us.
Yep.
According to the regulation in the UCMJ. So if you draw a thread through all of that, then what he did was he violated OPSEC by doing that.
Operational security.
Right, operational security. Operational security prohibits anyone in the chain of command from revealing the name of a unit, the operation they were involved in, or the time and place, especially if it talks about future operations. It's even more risky.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Let's go back to the 80s during Desert One. When Jimmy Carter was like just absolutely looking like the worst president ever, and that was when we went and tried to rescue the hostages from the Iranian embassy, and that failed. And there were many elements of special operations involved in that. Did Jimmy Carter get up there and say, "Tonight"? Delta Force failed. They crashed their planes. They lost their Sea Stallions. It was a real cluster. I mean, did he do that? I don't remember him doing that.
No, he didn't do that because he had some prior military experience, which brings to, you know, a little bit more clarity about your question about fitness to be the president.
Right.
And if you have no prior military experience, you wouldn't know that. You would never have lived that. And so that's where I would start is, you know, what does it say in the Constitution? Just all kidding aside, and this is a kind of a funny aside, in Article 2, it uses the personal pronoun he and the possessive pronoun his. So you would think that when they describe the presidency, Hillary Clinton wouldn't be eligible unless she has a sex change.
Well, now she can identify as whatever she wants, Larry.
Maybe that's why they're changing those rules.
Maybe. I don't know.
All, well, kidding,
I would think if Hillary wants to do anything medically, she just needs to get her eyes in sync. That's item number one. That's what.
Yeah, all kidding aside, though, her fitness to be commander-in-chief is her primary job. You know, there's really only three things that the president is really supposed to do by the Constitution. One is be the commander-in-chief. Two, he's supposed to, make appointments, treaty-type appointments, ambassadors, judges, Supreme Court. And the third thing is give the Congress a report on a regular basis. That's it. That's all it says in the Constitution that he's supposed to do, which means if they're doing more than that, what authority do you have to do that? What is it based on? So if you look at Hillary Clinton, her record, her track record in dealing with the military, you know, is crystallized by Benghazi. In one,
hold that, please. I want to get into that in the second segment. Okay, we got about a minute left in this. In the next segment, we're definitely going to go to Benghazi. No doubt about it.
Okay.
But SEAL Team 6 was shot down, weren't they? Or the members of SEAL Team 6? They were shot down after that announcement.
Shot down? Is that what you said?
I had heard that a lot of the members were on a Chinook helicopter that was taken down. Is that incorrect?
Oh, that was, in August.
19 of them or something like that?
Yeah, that was very tragic circumstance, you know, where a Chinook was responding to a QRF call, quick reaction force.
And hang on. Hold right there. Hold right there. We're getting into the break. You hold right there. We'll get back to the QRF when we get back. My guest this hour is Larry Lasky, CEO and founder of Frog Lube, naval officer, former Navy SEAL, and we're discussing the fitness, or lack of it, of pantsuit. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
With amazing, amazing efficiency. My guest this hour is Larry Lasky, the CEO and founder of Frog Lube. Grandfather.
Husband, yes, sir.
Father, you know, and all around. Cool dude, not very good with name tags, though.
Yeah, the grandson is Mighty Max.
Mighty Max. So,
yeah, Mighty Max.
I've heard all about Mighty Max from Mighty Stacy, so I could hear a lot about Mighty Max, which is cool. Now, I got to meet Larry for the first time after all this time in May, and I walked up on him, and I was just, like, looking at him, and... Well, he sold me 3 tractor trailer loads of Frog Lube before I knew what was going on. Then he saw my name tag. Anyway, we were talking about
you look like a man in need of gun lube.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about the quick reaction, the QRF call that got these guys to where they got shot down. What, they were RPG'd out of there.
Yeah, I mean, there's you know. Stories out there, there's books written, but the bottom line is the takeaway is the result in, you know, special operations doesn't ordinarily, you know, confront disasters like that because of their meticulous planning and rehearsal. And so there's some people that believe that, something went wrong either internally, there might have been some leak or intelligence breakdown. Who knows?
My opinion is that they got a bullseye painted on their back when Obama identified them. And then somebody out there put it out that they were going to be flying in that bird. And then somebody got to hit it with an RPG. That's what I think. I think that was a full setup. It's just way too coincidental to me. But we're going to move on to another malfeasance of office. Let's talk about Benghazi. You knew Tyrone Scott or Glenn Doherty, and is it Tyrone Scott?
Yeah, I knew Glenn. Glenn worked for me one time. So I knew Glenn. I didn't have a personal relationship with Ty. But the takeaway on that was, if you're looking for presidential fitness, is, we're not supposed to lose ambassadors. That's not supposed to happen. And from the time that whole State Department three-ring circus was, put together, there was a complete, breakdown of the appropriate security measures for a U.S. ambassador. Where a U.S. ambassador goes is literally considered U.S. soil. And to, give them anything less than frontline, first world, bulletproof security was where the mistake began. And then the only reason that that operation resulted in something less than a Custer's last stand was for the guys like, Tonto Peronto and his guys,
right,
who basically ignored what the prevailing order of the day was and just took, decentralized execution and took matters into their own hands and saved those people. But certainly, the breakdown was caused by a complete absence of leadership and wherewithal by Hillary Clinton. She was completely incompetent. And I don't know how else you can call that one.
That engagement lasted long enough for certain air assets from all kinds of places to have gotten there and lit the place up, didn't it?
I would have thought so. I mean, I was stationed in Europe on a quick reaction force when I was stationed over there. And, we were teed up to be moving in a matter of hours. And, that thing went on for a lot more than, a matter of hours. Europe's not exactly a huge place.
No, it isn't.
This was just a quick, jump across the Mediterranean, which isn't a large body of water comparatively. And
right.
We had aviation assets, everybody knows, all around the Med. We probably have, aircraft carriers and amphibs and, spec ops birds splattered all over the place. The taxpayers are certainly paying a lot of money for that kind of stuff. So their expectation should be that if an ambassador runs into trouble, there should be a quick reaction force somewhere around the world ready to, bail them out.
The now, they raided a weapons cache that was there, which a long time ago, I mean, right after I started talking to you, I said the military was buying AKs and getting ready to try to arm the Syrians. And it turned out there was some of those kinds of weapons and some highly specialized pieces in this weapons cache that they raided. My thoughts on that is that somebody knew that stuff was there, and that's why they were attacked in the first place. What would your thought be on that?
Well, first of all, from a strategic, thought, isn't it funny how, the first time bad guys or good guys or unknown guys start to need assistance, the first thing the U.S. government does is, you know, give them some weapons and guns, and they're freedom fighters. And here, you need guns to protect yourself. But then they turn around and face inwardly at the domestic U.S. population, and they tell all of us that we shouldn't have guns and our gun rights should be limited, and we should have high-capacity magazines removed. And, you know, while they're handing RPGs or AKs or PKMs to a rabble that, you know, they don't have any control over.
And, you know, that even flies in the face of their own arms trade treaty that they signed that hasn't been ratified.
Exactly. Yet. So who knows what they were trying to cover up, you know?
Well, yeah, but we're coming up on the break. I want to get to what you think happened with that. And then finally, your final assessment on the fitness of Pantsuit to be the commander-in-chief. Frog Lube is a system of weapons maintenance. They have a solvent that is second to none. I mean, I use the solvent on every part of the weapon, whether it's caked up, whether it's got, you know, whether it's been fouled up or whatever. I cover it in that, and then I wipe that down, and then I cover it in the lubricant and put it back together and go. Every piece of metal is touched by Frog Lube, and this has worked. It is going to continue to work. Every time I get a new AR-15, I pull out my original jar of Frog Lube paste, because that stuff goes a long way, and I cake the bolt carrier because that's just going to make that operate that much better. Frog Lube is the way to go. It is the only way to go. If you are looking to be combat ready and be able to go out the door in 42 minutes like I had to do when I was in Europe, that's the lubricant to have on your weapon. We'll be right back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
From the Sick and Call Defense Competing Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. And joining me, in a way, I mean, after all this time, he's never been with me this way, is CEO and founder of Frog Lube, Larry Lasky. When we left off, we were talking about this weapon cache and everything that I believe was the impetus to the attack that killed an ambassador, an information officer, and two CIA operators that came from your fold. Given the fact that obviously that information had to get out there some way, that those weapons were there, and then the fact where they were like, well, let's not send any sort of military response since we've left these guys with their fourth point of contact up in the air. Doesn't that just sort of seem suspect to you, sir?
Well, I mean, I'm purely speculating because, you know, I don't have first-hand knowledge, but just looking at the results, terminal incompetence is definitely a consideration, and it's probably, you know, come all the way from the top. So from the current president down through the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense, they're making a lot of hay off things like the Damnnet guys capturing bin Laden because they really don't have anything else. Everything else that they've touched, conceived, planned, has been a disaster, you know, from Iraq to Libya to Syria to Yemen. You know, you just name the country that they've touched, and it's a disaster now. Benghazi, who knows what was going on there, but what we do know is that it wasn't defended like it should have been. That's incompetence. And then the reaction to it was incompetent because we have forces deployed around the world. And if we have a designated hotspot or a high threat area, you would think that somebody had at least a crisis action plan, you know, on their kneeboard card to respond to it. We have ambassadors running around in, you know, rental cars with, you know, a couple of security guys through a hot, high threat zone. Whose idea was that? You know? So I'd say you've got serial incompetence, terminal stupidity, and, you know, the left hand not knowing what the right hand's doing because it's probably sitting on its right ass cheek. And I do get a little emotional about Benghazi because my buddy, Glenn died unnecessarily there. And, you know, those people should be held accountable, at least for stupidity.
Yeah.
If we elect Hillary Clinton, we deserve, you know, what we get. If we're that stupid, you know, to ignore, all you got to do is read Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer, or better yet, try reading her book. I recommend it be required reading for anybody that's thinking about voting for her. Read her book. If you can get through it, you know, somebody needs to give you a case of beer because that's probably the hardest read I've ever tried to read.
You know, Amazon's having to remove all the bad comments about it.
All the bad comments?
Yeah.
They're all true.
They're having to run interference for her because she was at a average overall one-star rating, which I think the only way to get less stars than one star is to not have written a book to begin with. And
I'll bet more people have considered committing suicide after reading Hard Choices than, you know, after, you know, a bad divorce.
Hard Choices. Well, you know, when Pantsuit is the most calculating of politicians I've ever seen. She's known.
Hey, can I raise another point that I don't know if anybody else has noticed this?
You got 5 minutes. Go.
Why in the debate last night was Donald Trump wearing an American flag on his lapel and Comrade Hillary wasn't?
Well, you know, most of everybody out there right now is wearing the Hillary Clinton for president pin, lapel pin. So maybe she had one of those on.
No,
that's where her allegiance is anyway.
Yes, she did not have an American flag, which it's a customary for anyone in government or running for an office to put a freaking American flag on their lapel somewhere. And she did. Hers was glaringly missing. No one brought it up. Where's your American flag, huh?
I think nowadays that's considered a microaggression trigger, Larry.
Could be.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is, but, you know, it sounds weird.
This is why I think you ought to run for president. I'd vote for you.
I noticed innocuous things that no one else notices.
Well, that's a telling thing. That's a telling thing. I mean, even Obama wears one of those, doesn't he?
Yeah. If I was Donald Trump, I would have said, hey, Hillary, where's your American flag? Did you drop it in the toilet? Here, I'll let you wear mine. I got an extra one.
There you go. Well, maybe, let's see if we can get word to the Trump campaign to carry extras just in case they get together next time. Where are they meeting next time? Where's this next debate? Because now we're getting into national security in this debate. Those will be the topics, and they won't have Holt. Lester Holt won't be there with his earpiece, so he won't be there. So anyway,
yeah, that guy was unbiased, wasn't he?
I don't even have TV, so I've watched the clips of it, and I mean,
he fact checked Donald more than once. He didn't even touch.
That's not what a moderator does. A moderator keeps it going. He does not stop.
That's right.
It's not. There's no time. You keep on going. It's up to me and the American people, me, you, and the American people to figure out what we just saw. We don't need him to shepherd that, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Now, the next time you come on now, I want to talk about the military today, the overall military today. You don't have time to get into that now, though. So I know you got feelings on that too. I wanted, for all the times that I've had Larry on the show and we've just talked about Frog Lube, I wanted to show you the man behind the company, the man, and you know, I haven't had Stacy on here yet, but the man and woman behind the company, always out there, always working. Same core people. I mean, every time, the reason I don't have Larry on the show more often is because he's normally off at some show doing, pitching Frog Lube, talking about Frog Lube, showing how to use Frog Lube. And that's, you know, that's part and parcel of the job. I know when you're the CEO and founder of Frog Lube, but this is what's behind, this is, you know, this, for a military man to come out and to put together a formula for a lubricant that makes a weapon combat effective. That's why I have pushed Frog Lube, just because of the background of this family that's behind Frog Lube. That's it. That's always been why, and plus the name. The name is cool too. Plus they have good ball caps. I love their ball caps. And Michael likes me. So and I, you know, one day I'll get to meet Max.
So you know what I'm going to test next, Bill? I got to tell you this real quick.
Okay.
We just got these X-15 Chevron drum magazines. They're 50 rounders.
Yeah.
Made by X Products. So what we're going to do is we're going to Frog Lube one of them and not Frog Lube the other one and do it side by side. But testing a 50-round drum magazine, you can't beat that.
Well, one's going to catch on fire. We'll be doing this soon. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.